Jeff Howe of The Athletic joins us here on Patriots Preview. Jeff, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good. I just wanted to make sure we had you there because it was silent for a moment. Coming to us live from Bank of America Stadium, Jeff, how much do you expect Rob Gronkowski to play in this game tonight?
The starters, the plan is for them to play into the second half. How long that ends up being, I think, is going to really be determined by the offensive line, their performance, how much they can protect Brady, because the Panthers' front seven's really good. And if they can consistently harass Brady, I mean, obviously that's not a good sign. And I don't think they're going to expose him to that for much longer in the second half. But again, you know, if things are going well and, you know, this is probably going to be that final tune-up before the regular season, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they played into the fourth quarter. I don't know that. I just, it's going to be, you know, the feel of the game.
Jeff, do you think there'll be any more of a concerted effort by Tom Brady this week to maybe throw the ball to some of those alternate targets, some of the guys he doesn't have a great rapport with? As good as he was against Philadelphia, there wasn't a lot to guys that he didn't have a pre-existing chemistry with. A couple of wide receiver screens to Cordero Patterson and Philip Dorsett, but not much else to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I can see them trying to work in Dorsett a bit more just because you want to see that materialize in game action. I mean, you can only hear so many great things about how good he is behind the scenes before you're wondering when it's going to translate to the game field. So he's a guy that you want to get involved. I don't know how much you're really going to see them work in Patterson in the preseason just because, you know, you're going to get him the ball creatively. He's not going to run, you know, the complex route tree that you're going to get out of, you know, the Edelmans and the Chris Hogans, the Dorsets, stuff like that. So I think they kind of want to hide him a little bit. I'm curious about Eric Decker. That's the one thing I'm really looking at tonight is, you know, how was his second full week of practice? We haven't seen them practice since last week because it's now closed to the media. So what type of progress, if any, are we going to see from him? But, you know, furthering to that point, you know, Brady's going to throw to who he's going to throw to. He's going to make sure that, you know, he's as comfortable with the top guys. I think it was like 16 of his 18 completions last week were to guys who had been on the roster before. So, you know, you got to get yourself ready for the regular season. So if you're forcing it to other guys just to see if you can get them involved, I mean, how much is that really preparing you for Houston and Jacksonville and Detroit right off the jump? So I think that's why you're seeing Brady go with the familiar guys. But I do wonder, again, is he going to push it downfield a little bit more? You know, there were the two deeper balls last week. I know the receivers lost or had some issues trying to track the ball through the lights. So maybe with a different type of lighting system tonight, you know, you push it downfield a little bit more. Because, again, all but two of his completions last week were for 10 yards or fewer, and the exception were two screens. So, yeah, you want to see if you can open up that intermediate passing game.
Jeff, when it comes to the running back situation, given the injury to Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead dealing with a knee injury of his own, roster-wise, what's left to be settled there? What are the Patriots trying to figure out between now and cutdown?
I think we're going to get some answers tonight because, you know, Jeremy Hill clearly looks like the guy who is going to round out the depth chart. You know, James White is, you know, what you're going to get out of him. Mike Gillisley, Ralph Webb, what are you going to see from them? I think the playing time tonight will really tell you or dictate where they're leaning. Now, you know, the one wrench that you can throw into this is, do you want to run Jeremy Hill as much as possible with the starters just to make sure that, you know, you can get him in a rhythm because he is a new player to the system. But you also want to see, hey, you know what? Ralph Webb has shown you something this preseason, but
yes,
it's been with the backups. So you want to see what he can do with the starters and if he's worth carrying on that initial 53-man roster. You know, Gillisley, again, his roster status is probably going to be tied into the health of Burkhead and Michelle. And, you know, I do believe Burkhead will be ready for the regular season. I've been getting overly optimistic an overly optimistic word about his status over the last week or so. As for Michelle, I still think that's a gray area.
Speaking of guys that are worthy of a roster spot or not worthy of a roster spot, is tonight the night we sort of return to the Cyrus Jones experience?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it looks like Cyrus Jones is playing. Oh, and, I understand how the viewpoint and the perception is of Cyrus Jones, and that's what he's earned over his first 2 years. Now, with all the issues as a rookie and the injury last year, but if he can go out and play well in these next two games, that's a good problem for the Patriots to have.
That would be the first time he's ever played well, so that would be exciting.
You can make that argument, certainly. But you know what? They need a punt returner, too. So, you know, this is a guy who has been working extremely, you know, diligently on the punt return stuff. He was doing it in the pregame on the field here just about a half hour ago. So, again, you know, you want to see if he can be a punt returner, as well as potentially, you know, depth at cornerback. That's not a guy they want to part ways with, but Belichick does have a history. You know, he will cut a top two pick after the third training camp, and Cyrus Jones fits into that category. And, you know, you got to balance the long-term viewpoint with guys like Keon Cross and J.C. Jackson, Ryan Lewis, and the youth movement that they have on this roster.
We're talking with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. He is with us as we get ready for the third preseason game. To get back to the receivers, Julian Edelman is going to play tonight. There's even a chance he could play in the fourth preseason game, given that he will miss the first month of the season. But I don't think he's looked great to this point, Jeff. What do you make of his preseason to this point, and what do you expect to see out of him tonight?
Yeah, there's some work to be done, and, you know, he's as open about that as anybody. So, as talking right now, he's the first guy who just ran onto the field with a group of receivers. But, yeah, I mean, he's admitted he's got to regain some of that quickness. I don't think it's time to panic, but it's absolutely a fair concern to have. You know, how is he going to come back after a torn ACL and then after the suspension? And, you know, is he going to be the same guy after the suspension? You always have to wonder that. So I'm not panicked. I would expect Julian Edelman to be Julian Edelman, you know, from week five and beyond. But that's more about trust in what he does behind the scenes and past performance than it is a prediction of the future.
Jeff, have you heard anything about the Patriots looking around, sniffing around at the wide receiver position or any other position at this point as they have to start to sort of crystallize this 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think they've been pretty active. I don't know. You know, I'm aware of the Demaryius Thomas rumor. I mean, I'd be surprised if it was something like that. It doesn't matter who you bring in at this point. You know, that person's going to be up against it trying to learn the system. I mean, it's an impossible request to bring in a receiver right now and expect him to really jump in on the fly and be a contributor. So, I mean, this is the time of the year when, you know, they make all these phone calls. And there's been a lot of discussions. I can't lock down exactly who it's been about, but, you know, they're an active team this time of year, you know, with Caserio and those guys in the front office.
So when you say they're active, you're hearing that they've been calling other teams or hearing from other places in the league that at least phone calls have been made.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Have they been shopping, as far as you know, shopping any of their guys, like guys who are potential free agents? I know we've talked about, you know, say a Shaq Mason, you know, anybody like that. Have they shopped any of their guys, to your knowledge?
I have not heard any direct names, but, you know, that's something they're always willing to do. I don't know. I don't think it would make them a better team to get rid of a Shaq Mason or a Trey Flowers right now, regardless of how confident or, you know, lack thereof in extending them when they hit free agency next year. But, you know, again, this is, they're not afraid to trade anybody.
Jeff, you are there on site at Bank of America Stadium. Are there any guys that are sort of up in the air as to whether or not they play tonight based on what you've seen on the field?
It looks like Ryan Lewis, Cole Croston, and Jason King all got a pregame workout. I think they're going to be good because they all returned, or at least King and Lewis returned to the field. So, you know, Lewis wasn't able to play last week, but is still in contention for one of those final cornerback spots and is an exciting young player, great athlete. But I don't think there are really going to be any surprises. You know, Trey Flowers isn't going to play again. I don't think Ryan Izzo is going to play again, which is, you know, tough. They have some question marks there. Jacob Hollister's out tonight. So, you know, they have some question marks on the tight end depth chart behind Gronk, who is playing. But, you know, Izzo impressed me with his blocking in the first preseason game to the point where, you know, I thought they would seriously consider keeping him on the 53. Would it be at Dwayne Allen's expense? I mean, you're talking about, I think, $4.5 million in cap savings if you keep an Izzo over an Allen. But with Izzo now missing two straight games, you know, how confident are you that that's a move that you want to make? So, you know, again, I don't think there's really going to be any surprises. Braxton Berrios, another guy I don't expect to play, which, you know, his chances of making the 53 at this point are, you know, slim to gone. But, again, no real surprises.
You reported early this afternoon Tom Brady planned for him is to play into the second half, and his exact duration will sort of depend on his protection in this game. I want to talk about the situation off the field with him, and that is Alex Guerrero on the team flight. Have you gotten any sense why there has been that change, and is it directly related to the new contract tweak that Brady did a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, you know, I wondered about that myself, if it was related to the contract stuff. But, I mean, again, I bet this is a situation where these conversations have been ongoing. I do believe it's a concession on Belichick's part to make sure that Brady, who is running onto the field as we speak, is as happy as he can be. And, you know, again, his Guerrero's privileges last year were never completely revoked. I mean, there were... He was still allowed at Gillette Stadium. There were things that he was still allowed to do. I mean, he still took care of Brady at Gillette. I think anybody else would kind of have to go up to his facility at Patriot Place. He wasn't allowed on the flights for the latter part of last season. Was back on the flight yesterday. He's not expected to be on the sideline tonight, which I would take to mean the rest of the season as well. But, you know, he's here at the stadium. He did show up with Brady and the team. So, again, you know, it's a step in the right direction. And I think it can only be read as a positive sign with the Brady Belichick stuff.
He is Jeff Howe from The Athletic. Give him a follow on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. And make sure you pre-order his book with our very own Scott Zolak. Jeff, appreciate the time, bud. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.